AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A 20-year-old Canadian man is charged with murder after reportedly driving his truck up onto a sidewalk last night, killing four members of a Muslim family in London, Ontario. A 9-year-old boy is hospitalized with a number of serious injuries. London Mayor Ed Holder tells CTV.
Let me be clear. This was an act of mass murder perpetrated against Muslims, against Londoners, and rooted in unspeakable hatred.
Police say the dead are a 74-year-old grandmother, a 46-year-old man, a 44-year-old woman, husband and wife, and their 15-year-old daughter. The Canadian federal government is looking at bringing terrorism charges against the driver. The Food and Drug Administration approves the first new Alzheimer's disease drug in nearly 20 years.
The drug is from Biogen.
Aducanumab, which is now going to be marketed as Aduhelm.
The FDA approved the drug, saying it was based on results that seemed reasonably likely to benefit Alzheimer's patients. Dr. Maria Carrillo is chief science officer with the Alzheimer's Association.
This therapy slows the progression of the disease because it addresses the underlying biology, one of the hallmarks of Alzheimer's, which is amyloid plaques.
Therapy usually manages symptoms of Alzheimer's, like insomnia or anxiety. FDA advisor Dr. Caleb Alexander said no to the drug's approval. He said the agency has regulatory standards based on evidence, but in this case, he thinks the product got a pass. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Oregon Speaker of the House, a Democrat, and even minority Republicans want Republican Representative Steve Nearman out after a video emerged showing him coaching far-right protesters on how to get into the Capitol building, which had been closed to the public last December. The crowd entered the building during an emergency legislative session and sprayed chemical irritants at police, who finally expelled them. Nearman himself told a conservative radio talk show he expects to be ousted by the House. This is AP News. Things should not always be greener in desert states.
Nevada will be the first state to enact a permanent ban on certain categories of grass. Governor Steve Sisolak signed legislation Friday that will outlaw about 31% of the grass in the Las Vegas area beginning in 2027. The ban applies to so-called non-functional turf, including grass at office parks, in street medians, and at entrances to housing developments. A drought is drying up the Colorado River that serves as the region's primary water source. Lake Mead and Lake Powell, the two reservoirs storing Colorado River water, are both projected to shrink to levels this year that would trigger the region's first ever official shortage declaration, triggering reductions to water allocated to Nevada and Arizona. I'm Mike Gracia.
Clarence Williams III, who played the cool undercover cop Link Hayes on the 60s TV series The Mod Squad and Prince's father in Purple Rain, died last Friday. He was 81. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.